You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you found me today. I am Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist, energy coach, and, you know, a complete advocate here in Southern California, and a glitter and rainbow girl going way, way, way back. My specialty is working with the LGBTQIA community, the kink community, BDSM community, anybody that doesn't really feel like they have someone to talk to. Everybody should feel like they have someone to talk to. And I wouldn't have it any other way. That's just who I am. So we hope today to have a little fun. You know, maybe you get a little inspiration. Maybe you have a giggle to your heart, a little smile to your soul. We're going for it today. So as you all know, we're going to start the show the way we always start it. If you're brand new to my show, thank you for tuning in. I hope to gain you as a listener. So here's what we're going to do. You got to make sure you're in a safe place. You know how this works, safe place. So no driving, heavy machinery, or working on a project that you need to get done. You know that I repost all this, so you can do this part anytime you can. Just, you know, make sure you're in a safe place. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a nice deep breath from your core. Exhale with a smile. And now part two, and you know part two is my favorite. So here we go. Wiggle your toes. Come on. Wiggle those toes. Inside your shoes, outside your shoes. It's a little warm today. I'm going outside my shoes, but it's all up to you. Next, we're going to wiggle your butt. Come on. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Scrunch those buns. Wiggle it. And you know I make you do this because you cannot do this without smiling. You just can't. So wiggle those buns. Next thing I need you to do is take another great big, just great big breath. We're going to hold that for four right in our core. And this time when you exhale, I want you to say a beautiful affirmation. Like, I got this. We're going to be okay. Anything that you need to say to get you through the day. And you know how I feel about the daily affirmations. That's why I have the affirmation dice and the little disc. So if you need a little help with that information, you can always find my fabulous swag on my Etsy store. And if you're a Patreon member, which I hope that you will all become, those are part of my swag and part of my giveaways. So you don't want to lose those. Now, one last thing before we get going, I want you to roll your neck if you got the time. Roll in your neck. Oh, that feels really good. So now in less than 2 minutes, you have now relaxed everything from your toes to your nose and your neck. So we are relaxed. We've got the deep breathing going. So we are ready for a fabulous, fabulous afternoon. I am so glad once again that you found me today. And we're going to cover a little bit different part. We're going to add a new person to our Weeble Kung Fu toolbox, which is becoming that person that you always wish you had growing up, or just becoming a more authentic you. So today, my person to add to your Weeble Kung Fu toolbox is the owner of the Sheltering Tree, and it is Marianne Udell. Hello.
Hello. Oh, fairy godmother.
Yes. Yes. Always. I'm here to just sprinkle that glitter everywhere.
Thanks for the relaxation. I really needed that neck roll.
You know what? I start out this show that way because I think usually by the afternoon, depending on your time zone, everybody needs to just breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
And unwind, you know? So how are things going, you know, with you today?
Well, it's the first day of March, and I just came, I did a 3-day virtual event. So I have spent, you know, 3 solid days on Zoom. So this was a perfect way to get me to unkink. And I love the butt scrunch.
Yeah, you got to do the butt scrunch. Come on. That's like the most fabulous part of the whole thing. because you can't scrunch your buns without, you know, squeeze them and everything without smiling.
Right, exactly.
It's just impossible. Right. So you gotta throw everything in, but, you know, do it in a fun way.
Right.
You know,
right.
You don't have to be like, today we're gonna do this. And then, you know, it's like, smile about it.
Right.
And the one thing when I was looking over your site, I noticed that you always, that the first phrase I saw was, you are not alone.
Right.
And that is one of my favorite hashtags that I have used for all time. Mm-hmm. Because to me, that's the most important thing a person could hear.
Right.
Is that, and you're not alone.
And I think that a lot of times people, especially now through the pandemic, with people working from home, kids home from school, getting all their schoolwork in another room, I have spent more time in the house with my family, but I've had to be in my office. I've had to be doing my work. I haven't been able to travel, and nobody has been able to have all of that. And there are a lot of feelings of isolation.
Oh, definitely. And that's the one thing I've noticed is yeah. That.
And it's, you know, if you're used to working in an office and then all of a sudden you're working from home, and if you live alone, it's even worse,
because yes.
The only time you have interaction with your coworkers is on a Zoom meeting, or you're sending a text message or an email. And it really takes away a lot of the humanity.
It takes it
away the inclusion and the belonging. You know, you just sort of hang out and chat for a little while. You knock on somebody's door. You say, you have a minute.
Can we work on the
problem? And there's no going for a drink after work. There's no let's do lunch or have a cup of coffee.
You know, like when I worked in an office before I had to start working at home, my drive back and forth, I mean, that was my decompression time.
Right.
And it wasn't super far from where my new office had been, but it was just enough time for me to take a little bit longer way home. Right. And that was my decompression. Yeah. And when you work from home, you don't have that.
Right.
You know, my decompression is from my chair to the door, you know, not great.
Well, so the suggestion that I have for you on that is to take a walk outside.
And I suggest that to everybody.
Great.
It's you are allowed to leave your house. Now you have to be cautious,
right.
You know, do what you need to do.
Right.
But you are actually allowed to get sunshine.
In fact, it's a benefit.
It really is. Because I think that we need that. Although yesterday I went to a beach nearby because I was doing some promo things. And it was like, it's on.
Oh.
And it was really intimidating. And we weren't there as long as we normally would have been, because you start having these little anxiety attacks,
right?
Like, why don't these people do this? Why aren't these people wearing this? Why, you know?
Yeah.
So
were they social distanced?
Nope. Oh. Just crowds of people all just hanging out with their friends and family. And yeah, it was kind of like, I mean, even as we're walking from the car to the pier area, you know, we kept going, why are we the only ones? You know, I know we switched counties, but come on. And it has to do with, you know, the way people feel. And to me, what that told me was, that's a city that I check off on the not quite more comfortable to do that.
Right.
But I think a lot of people they're so people oriented that they are having, you know, they're having claustrophobia, they're having anxiety attacks. It's like, I need to see people, even if I'm putting my health in danger.
Well, they don't always think. Some of it is people not being, they not realistic. You know, they're... they're being wishful thinking. Oh, that'll just happen to everybody else.
Yeah, everybody but me.
Right.
It's always an everybody but me.
Right.
And I also, one of the things that I love is that when you, the way you run your business is you discuss loss, mm-hmm. but it's not traditional loss.
Right.
Which sounds kind of weird because most people, when they think of loss, they only think of loss of people.
Right.
So, talk about how you do that.
Well, I'm a grief coach. I'm a certified life and business coach, and I deal with all kinds of change and loss in people's lives. It could be the loss of a job. It could be the loss of a relationship, a divorce, a pet, a move across the country, a loss of a lifestyle. So, I mean, there's been a lot of discussion about the collective grief that we've all been experiencing over the past year. You know, it's just about a year since the shutdown happened.
Yep. I was thinking about that. We're right there.
So, and people, our culture does not talk about loss of any kind.
No.
And there's no framework. People don't know what to say. They don't know how to behave. They think they're doing it wrong. They think there's something wrong with them if they feel like they want to cry or be angry. And one of the things that I help my clients to do is to just feel the feelings, whatever they are, because there's no bad feelings.
No.
Just feelings.
Yes. So, I always say that the first thing you have to do is give yourself permission.
Right.
You have to give yourself permission to have these feelings.
Right.
Because we are so used to being, for lack of a better word, brave for everybody else in our lives.
And it's not just brave. It's yes. And it's also not wanting to look broken.
Right.
That there is this desire to always have it together. So what happens is you have this mask, and anytime you pretend that you're not feeling, you have to put this mask on. And that's what you want to show the world, because you don't want to be a burden. You don't want to upset anybody. You don't want to be the person that makes someone else feel bad.
Right. And I mean, that's one of the things that we had kind of talked about in the past, but it was like, just trying to tell people, it's okay. Right. There's no exact way. You're a different person.
Right.
I always give the example of I could have 5 people contact me for the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. Could be loss of a job, could be loss of a person, could just be complete anxiety attacks. Right. 5 people, same exact thing. Each one of them has a different issue.
Right. Because every person is different.
Right. Each person's going to have a different way that they're reacting to the same exact thing.
Right.
So it's important to find somebody that doesn't do cookie cutters.
Right.
It's like you came in for the grief of, a loss of a job or a loss of, feeling isolated or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go, ooh, okay, isolated. Hold on. Let me look up that one. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Now just sit here and breathe.
I think that in our culture, there's the quick fix mentality. There's 3 easy steps to solve your grief.
Oh, yes.
And or the checklist or, people think the stages. If I once get through the stages, I'll be fine. And they don't happen that way.
And then it's like, well, what if I missed a stage? What if I missed one of the stages? They gave me 10 stages to feel better about this. And somehow I skipped number 5. Does that mean I have to start over? And right, I just laugh and go, absolutely. That is absolutely what you have to do. It's like, did you miss it or did you not need it? Just because you're doing stuff out of order, that's the order you need it.
Right.
I realize that they number things, but chill.
And they don't necessarily happen in order either. And sometimes you go around. It's an evolution of what it is that you're feeling. a lot of the work that I do in the corporate arena, you know, with people dealing with jobs, I've been part of an exit package with a particular company. They had to lay off about 150
people. Oh, wow.
And they included me as a conversation with me in their exit package.
That's amazing. Because, yes. And that's a business that cares about their people. Right. It's like, yes, we know that we have to lay you off because everybody's laying people off, but we're offering this to you so that you have somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
Because, and you're allowed to get, the nice thing about what we do is that you're allowed to get angry, mm-hmm. and we're not going to run to your boss and right. go, ooh, she's so mad at you. You know, it's like, no, anything you say, this is a safe zone.
Right. And that's part of the reason they brought in a third party individual. You know, they didn't want to have people feeling apprehensive about talking. They knew it was going to be confidential. They knew that if there was anything important to share with HR, it would all be done anonymously. You know, if somebody shared information about someone that did something to them, you know, I would have to alert HR.
You know, and that's one of those things that you just disclose in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and just go, just so you know, I'm not going to say anything, just, you know, but, you know, if you got an issue that's a scary issue or a legal issue,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's, so what do you see the most of, do you think, as far as different types of loss? What are you seeing more these days as compared to before?
Well, you know, one of the things that's come up recently has to do with people whose parents are older, in developing Alzheimer's, and they're in homes. You know, they've had to be, they're in a facility, and then they can't visit them.
Right.
So there's not only the loss of who their parent was, but there's also not being able to just have that personal connection with them. They don't have that social interaction. So it's compounding the decline of the parent, or there's frustration over the parent who is not doing as well that someone has to care for. So I think that because people have both situations, either they have the parent with them, and they are having a hard time finding time for themselves, or there's guilt that the parent is in a facility and there's no ability to be able to connect with them in person. Even if they're able to visit them, there's a giant glass window between them.
Right. And, you know, when you see people having to say goodbye over an iPad, where people would normally, you know, you would be right there with that person.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things. And a lot of that you would think comes out as sad, but it doesn't. It comes out as frustration and anger.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really know who to be mad at, because they know it's not the hospital's fault. They're just following protocols. And they know it's not the parents' fault, because they did what they had to do at the time. So where you would think something would just come out as one emotion, and then people go, I've actually had people go, is that the right emotion? Does it work for you? Then that's the one we're going to go with.
Yes.
You know, I never go, no, wrong emotion. Sorry.
Yes. When people start questioning themselves, I say, what do you think?
I know. And then they just look at you like, what? Yeah, what do you mean? Well, what do I think? No, actually, it's what do you think? This is how we play this.
Right. The other thing that is coming up a lot has to do with what we started with was, you know, just the jobs.
Right.
And people who are working remotely and feeling isolated, you know, that there's just, this is probably the most time I've spent in my house without going out of town or to an office since we bought the house 20 years ago.
Exactly. You know, and I always say that if you have somebody that's living alone and working from home,
right,
those are the people you really need to check on.
And it could be an apartment situation. I've talked to people who, you know, a family of four in a two-bedroom apartment, and one of the children, with two children working from home or doing their schoolwork at home, both parents working from home, and one of the children is autistic.
Wow.
That was a pretty extreme. And I think once she was able to just take 10-minute breaks and go for walks in the neighborhood.
Right.
It was tough taking her son because he didn't sense that he could not run up and hug people like he normally did.
Right. And so, and for a lot of my extroverts, that I was talking to a friend that's like, I need people in my life and not just screens of people.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I'm a complete extrovert. Now what do I do?
Right.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. The closest that we can do is this, you know, the closest that we can do is there.
Right. Because I do miss the hugs.
I know. I think that's the number one thing that I get from people when I ask, what is it that you miss? And they're like, I was never a hugger before, and now I just want to run up to everybody. It's like, you know, yes. I'm like, when we go back to somewhat normal, please be conscious of the fact that don't do that. Okay. Just don't run up to strangers. That's, you know.
Right. I started doing regular hikes with some friends. You know, it's socially distanced and we have our masks. But just being outside and finding beautiful nature to, you know, that's part of how I have found that my soul gets fed.
Yeah. You know, that whole, you know, I really work with the nourishing your soul because although we're trying to take care of ourselves, we're trying to take care, especially if you have a big family situation where you have people living in your house that, you know, or that, you know, you don't have the decompression. You don't have the other things. I'm like, go out and take a walk. If you have a pet, take them for a walk. Right. If you can just, I had somebody actually do a session with them sitting inside their car because that was the quietest place that they could find. Because I said, okay, I need you to be in like a quiet place with nobody else around you for, you know, an hour. And she was like, I'm going to have to cancel the appointment because you don't have an office anymore. And I'm like, okay, think about it. Walk around your house mentally. Where is the quietest place? And she went in my car. And I said, okay, guess what? As long as you got a laptop that works, a nice set of headphones, you know, if you've got one of those screens that you can put up around the windows, whatever it takes, kick the seat back. We're great.
Yeah.
I
have somebody that has used her car as her home office.
You know what? It's tempting because sometimes you're just, I was one of those people that had an office, you know, I would see people face to face. Now that's not even an option. And I don't know when it's going to be an option again.
Right.
So even just doing this show is like, you know, I have my lovely partner in the other room, you know, keeping track of the animals going, you know, just little stuff that you would never think that you would have to worry about.
Right.
You know, I'm like, okay, I'm with somebody. Calm them down. Go take them for a big long walk. I don't care. Exhaust them. Whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
And on your site, it also talks about reconnecting you with you, you know, reconnecting you with your life.
Right.
So what does that mean to you?
Well, anytime anyone goes through a major change or a loss, there is a part of them that feels like it's gone. And, you know, points of reference have disappeared. You know, if somebody dies or if you lose your job or if you move to a different state or across the country or anytime there's a major change, you get divorced, there's rediscovering the core of who you are. There's looking at the essence of who you are. And there's always the pain of that, that change, that loss, that transition thing that's happened to you. And you have to figure out, okay, now what's my reality? What am I able to do? What do I want to do? What do I want?
Exactly.
Not what I should want or what right. everybody else thinks I should want.
Yeah. What does everybody else think I want? No, right. No. I'm talking about you.
Right.
And you know,
and if there's a divorce and all the girlfriends, oh, you have to get out on a dating site right away and get out there. And, you know, why are you waiting? And he was a bum. And
you're like, yeah, but he was my bum. And you got to let right. me.
you right. know? There's a whole processing time that you have to, okay, I have to let go of all of that. And I can't do anything to change the past. All I have to work with is what I have with me now in the present. And with that, I create my future. So and it's reconnecting.
You know, and the other thing that, you know, as a coach, mm-hmm. you know, the first thing that, I always end up telling people is mm-hmm. that you need to understand that, you know, I can't fix you. Mm-hmm. You got to do the work.
Either.
Exactly. It's not my job to fix you. It's my job. I look at myself as a tour guide.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's a good one. I like that.
You know, in hypnotherapy and coaching, you know, yeah. it's like, I just look at myself as a tour guide and I go, okay, I'm here to lead you down the path, mm-hmm. but you already know what it is that you need to do.
Right.
But sometimes you need somebody to kind of, you know, nudge the edges.
right. Well, I think that there's so much life that goes on, and there's so many obligations that people have that they don't pay attention to their wants and needs. You know, they know when they're hungry, maybe.
Right.
They know when they're tired, maybe.
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 But, you know, you get wrapped into this is what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my exactly. routine.
Right. Right. So there's an identity with that. And a lot of times I just give people simple things to start with, you know, at the end of the day, to make a list of just three things they did well.
Right.
Quite often they're too hard on themselves.
Right. Because they go, oh, I didn't do anything today. And I'll go, well, what did you do today? And yeah. they'll just start listing stuff. And you're like, you're not going to count this. You're not going to count this. Oh, well, I do that every day. Do you know how important that is?
Yeah.
You know, and if I can get somebody to take, I mean, I start out with like, you know, can you give yourself 10 minutes? Mm-hmm. You know, I've had to start at 5 before, but mm-hmm. I like to start at 10 and then we start negotiations on how much time you can give yourself. And I'm like, you know, you find the quietest place. And even if it's in the bathroom while you're taking a shower, mm-hmm. that's your time.
Right.
So if you want to do your mantras and meditations in the shower, I don't care.
Yeah. I like listening to certain music.
Right.
And I have a couple of meditation apps on my phone. And whenever I'm outside, I have my phone with me, but in my pocket. I'm never looking at my phone. I'm looking at the sky and the birds and how green the grass might be. And, oh, they're remodeling. And,
right. You know? And now that a lot of times you have to stand in line to get into a store.
Right,
so
yeah, don't do that.
My big thing is, you know, wear your mask, whatever. Even if you need to have your phone on, make sure that you're listening to music. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to news. Don't listen mm-hmm. to anything that's going to change your emotion unless it's music. Right. And I'm like, you know what? You're wearing a mask. You might as well dance to your music. You may get, you know, a soul train going. You never know. And I'm like, and if you look at it this way, you know, you're probably never going to see these people again. And you just gave them something to talk about when they get home.
Yes.
Did you see that crazy person dancing by themselves you know, we couldn't even hear the music, but there she was doing disco. And, you know, and it's like, exactly. I'm stuck here in line. We're 6 feet apart. I got plenty of, I mean, that's a studio. So come on. You got to find ways to have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because a lot of people, when this started, thought it was going to be very short. And now that we're at a year,
yeah,
it's like, well, what can I do? And I'm like, you got to figure out some way to have fun. Mm-hmm. You don't think that you're allowed to. And that's part of it too. You don't think you're allowed to have fun because people are sick and people are dying. And, but right. I'm talking about your mental health.
Right. And I think that there's, I stopped watching the news,
well,
to be honest. And it was just too overwhelming for me. Being an empathic person and somebody who absorbs a lot of feelings very easily, it just was too difficult to watch the news. I have my news feed, you know, I get my headlines, and
right.
I just won't sit and watch the nightly news. I'll get my news briefs. But the there are a lot of people that feel responsible for the world.
Right.
And it's wonderful to care about the world, but there's only so much that you can do. And really, taking care of yourself is benefiting the world, because your joy will be spread to somebody else. Even if it's the dancing in line, listening to your music, maybe you made somebody smile and made them remember, oh, I don't have to be angry or sad or pissed off.
Right.
I can have some fun too.
I'm allowed to do this. And, you know, I figure if they look at me doing that and they think I'm crazy, then, you know, but something may click.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes I just go out to, you know, honestly just make people smile. And, you know, I'm walking around and I have a crazy mask on and pink hair and people feel like, okay. And I'm going, you know what? I actually do. And, you know, when I'm wearing my Hypno Fairy Godmother clothes, it's like, come on, come with me. Yeah. I even have sequined hypno shoes. You know,
oh my gosh.
So if you're going to go for it, I'm telling you, you got to just, you pick a theme and you just run with it. And, you know, when you live in a little town, they're just like, oh, I remember you. I went into a store the other day and the lady was like, oh, so how did that work out for you? And I'm like, how did you know me? You see like 100 people a day and I'm walking through and I'm like, okay, I can understand why she might recognize me now. Whoopsie. Because I'm like, I don't understand how she can remember me. It's like, yeah, you're the crazy one that's been dancing around with pink hair.
Right, right.
But it makes people smile.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives people that permission to smile. Like you said, it gives them that permission to know that it's okay.
Well, I think that when bad things happen, some people feel like it's punishment, you know, that they did something wrong. And that they have to live in that punishment and that shame for something they did wrong. And part of my message is to help people find their joy again. Because once you find your joy, it's much easier to move forward. It doesn't mean that whatever it is that happened can be undone.
Right.
But there's a way to make peace with it in a way, or to process it, and how you're feeling about it evolves. And a year from now, will we even remember half of the emotions we went through during the pandemic?
Yeah, because I don't want people to hang on to those emotions.
Right.
You know, right. I'm not saying that you have to completely get rid of them. I'm mm-hmm. not asking you to hide them.
Right.
We don't put Band-Aids on things. Sometimes you got to rip that Band-Aid off and just go, I feel lost. I feel, and some people are afraid to say things out loud. Because if I say I'm lost or I'm angry or I'm frustrated, then that puts it out into the universe. No, that actually, that's a good thing.
It gets it out of your head and out of your body.
You've actually said it out loud. So now we can deal with it.
Right.
But if you're still hiding things and you're so afraid to say it, whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, sometimes when I'm working with someone, I'll have them make a straight line. And, you know, the far left is when they were born and the right is where they are now. And then they mark the times in their life where they experience some sort of loss or a change. Maybe it's when their pet died or their grandma died, or, you know, their first big relationship breakup, or, and then they start becoming aware of the things that they've survived and maybe the things they didn't give themselves permission to process, you know, that they have been putting one loss on top of another until it's like a loss parfait in their body.
Oh yeah.
You know, then it starts doing a chemical reaction, like one of those science volcano projects. And before you know it, steam is coming out and they're crying in the middle of the store and they don't understand it.
Right. There have been times where, you know, I go, who are you mad at? And they're like, I don't know. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, that's fine. That's fine. We've got out the mad part. Now we'll kind of work on that, because yeah, they are upset and they're just like, keep pushing it down. And, you know, then people go, I have a little personal baggage. It's like, no, you have a baggage cart. Okay. So let's work on getting that down to a little handbag. Everybody's allowed to have, you know, some baggage, but holy moly.
Yeah. And then the sooner people let themselves feel, this, you know, the easier it is. And it's the, you know, when something first happens, it's like getting tossed about by a tsunami.
Yes.
And you can't get your bearing. You can't find the ground. You don't know which way is up. You're in a fog and then you're beached. And then you start figuring out where you are. Then another wave hits you. But each time a wave hits you, it's a little less violent. And before you know it, it's just a gentle lapping on the shore. And you know that there might be a storm that comes up later and you'll feel feelings again, but you've survived the biggest part of it.
And yeah, that's a great way to kind of think about it, because, mm-hmm. you know, And you get the people that want the one and done. It's like, can you fix this for me this afternoon? I got an hour.
Yeah. Well, I had someone,
it's like,
you know, I gotta tackle this head on. I want to get this off my list. I said, well, I have some news for you. You won't be able to totally write it off, but it'll feel different.
Right. You know, it's like, did all of this come up in an hour? No. Okay. So it may take a little more than an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
To, you know, kind of work through all this. Yeah. And then they just go, really? Yeah. Well, do you know somebody that can take care of it in an hour? And I'm like, if they promise you that, then I am not responsible. Right. Because, you know, you're looking for the quick fix that's not there.
Right. There was something you said a little bit earlier about the Band-Aids mm-hmm. and, you know, being able, and I think that that's what a lot of people end up doing, that they find just the quickest Band-Aid to put on something when really they probably need about 20 stitches.
Exactly. It's and like, then, no, it's not just a flesh wound. It is big time.
Right. And I've also used the visual of, you know, I'll have a blank sheet of paper and then I'll crumble it up, you know, just to symbolize how they feel when they go through the loss. And then you try and flatten it out with your hand, but you still have all those wrinkles in there.
You do. And you can run from the stress, but in the situation,
right.
But it's still there.
Right. You just have to acknowledge it.
Right. Now, you had said that you were doing a 3-day, you know, you just got off doing a 3-day seminar. What was that? Was that a...
This was about creative, building creative businesses.
You know, helping people.
I was one of several facilitators at this conference, and it was all about finding how to bring your message to the world, how you can make the world a better place and still make money.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Should have been on that one. dang it. You know, it's weird nowadays doing conferences online too.
Well, it is because there's the challenge with the technology. You know, mm-hmm. it enabled people from all across the country to attend, but if they decide to duck out, there's nothing you can do to bring them back into the room.
Right.
Or if something happens with internet connection, or, you know, the sound doesn't sync with the visual.
Oh, that's my favorite. Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, okay, we can't look at the mouse because we know that it's like way off. So just close your eyes and listen. That's how we do that. So I heard that you also have another event coming up.
Yes.
So tell us about your next endeavor.
Well, on the first Thursday of every month, I host a virtual coffee break. You know, one of the things that I really miss about being in an office is having those coffee breaks with people and, you know, just sitting around and having a few laughs, talking a little bit. And I decided that I wanted to be able to facilitate something like that. You know, I can't do it in person, but
right.
I can do it virtually and invite people. So I do that on the first Thursday of every month. So this coming Thursday is the next one. It's at 10:30 Pacific time. And I do have an Eventbrite link.
You do. Okay. So that's 10:30 in the morning, correct?
In the morning. Yes.
Okay.
So I wanted it to be at a time when people on the East Coast might be able to attend as well.
You know, and sometimes that's the hardest part is time zones.
Yes. Yes.
I was so glad
it's
we were
never going to be time perfect. Zone.
No, okay. No, never. But you know, and yeah. So since you do have that link on there, I will make sure that it's on my site.
Okay.
I'll list it underneath when I repost everything because I repost this on, you know, the Facebook sites and the YouTubes and the whole thing. So I'll make sure that people get that.
Well, what I want to be able to do through these coffee breaks is help people feel a little more connected and just finding a touch with humanity. You know, I start every coffee break with a little bit of breathing, something not quite as wonderful as yours. But
you're going to go, okay, everybody, wiggle your butt. I just
mine's a little more basic, just breathe in, breathe out. But then I talk a little bit, you know, in fact, this week I plan to talk a little bit about Band-Aids.
Okay.
You know, so it was a perfect segue.
You know, I love that. You know, sometimes we just need to be connected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I have a Friday morning marketing group that I go to. And I've noticed that some days, you know, we're a little less regimented on what we do because people are just, and it's like the more amount of people, the more kind of out of control or not traditional it gets because we're so excited to see people that we haven't seen in a while.
Right.
And it's like, you know what? I don't care that we didn't really do what we're set out to do. We all got to be reconnected.
Right.
We got to see people we haven't seen and go, are you okay? Is everything good? How you feel? You know, we get to do all that. So the idea of a monthly coffee break is perfect. Do you have any more weekend seminars or anything coming up?
Not currently. I do have an upcoming group that I'm forming for an elite mastermind for corporate people.
Oh,
because I find that in the corporate setting, people aren't allowed to feel. They, you know, even when they have things going on in their personal life, they are disconnected from them. They have to be the boss or be the manager or be the good employee. You know, maybe their child is sick and in the hospital, or their parent just died, and they get the, you know, the short time off for
right, a day of bereavement.
Exactly. And then they come back and then nobody wants to talk to them, or people are afraid to say anything, although they don't even have that. It's just
right. You
know, so it's fine giving corporate people a place to be a little more human.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Because you're right, in the corporate world, you know, there's a standard. Mm-hmm. And it's not great for your mental health most of the time, but it's the unwritten rules.
Well, I think that what I have noticed in business lately is that there is a shift. Because there's so much working from home, I think that a lot of leaders have taken the initiative to reach out to individual employees. I've actually talked to several people who've had that happen, where the company might be small enough where the CEO or the leader has personal messages and they're showing more vulnerability. They're showing...
Oh, that's amazing.
Being more transparent and actually connecting with people. You know, there was one manager that called someone and said, "How are you doing?" And the employee said, "I'm fine." "No, really, tell me, how are you?" Start over. And then, oh, I don't know. You know,
exactly. It's getting, like, don't give me an opening.
Right. So I want more humanity in the workplace. So the reason, that's one of my missions. Because I noticed that when I was working in the corporate world, I would be the person that people would come in and talk to.
Me too. I think that's when you realize that maybe you're doing the wrong thing. Because it's like Lucy putting up her "the therapist is in" sign around your little cubicle going,
yes.
I got to get something done here today. But right. Yeah, that's kind of when you realize my calling could be somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. No, and this, and then the more real I got about it, and just this is my purpose. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm supposed to do.
And you know, the it's interesting because the friend that gave me your information was so mm-hmm. excited. She was just like, "You have got to call Marianne. I'm telling you, you just do." And for the next couple of days, it was like, "Have you called yet?" I'm like, "Yeah. Okay." And I'm like, "Okay, fine. You win. I owe you a big cup of coffee for this one." Love her anyways. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do we find you online?
Well, you can go to yoursheltering.com. That's my website.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook. You can find my name, my personal name. I'm also, I also have a Facebook page for Sheltering Tree, or on Instagram, Your Sheltering Tree.
Okay.
All of those places.
And I love it when we make it easy for people.
Yeah.
I know they go, "Where can I find you?" And I'm like, "Hypno Fairy God," you know, it's like, for you, it's like the Sheltering Tree. It's like, this yeah. is my business.
And I can send you the links for those that you can post.
That would be wonderful. So I'll make sure that all of that is also right there.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for this talk. I'm going to have you back on so we can just like keep going with this.
I loved it. It was very, very lovely to have this time with you.
Great. And as soon as I get Marianne's information, I'll make sure that I put it all in the descriptions of everything on all of my sites and, you know, we'll go on the Instagram and we'll get all of that done and we'll hopefully we'll get more people, you know, to show up to
the virtual coffee breaks.
The virtual coffee breaks, which right. is pretty this much incredible.
Day. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
you very much.
Okay.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So for anybody that is still, you know, if you feel like you need help and you feel like Marianne can help you, like I said, all the information will be on the bottom. If maybe you need a little different kind of counseling or, You know, you just need somebody to talk to. Know that we're out there. You know, go online, find us. We're easier to find than you might have thought. Every day, take care of your mental state, because that, in fact, is the most important thing that you can do. I will be reposting this on all the Instagrams, the Facebook pages, you know, Hypno Fairy Godmother, all of Marianne's information for the Thursday morning coffee break. I can't wait, because I will be on that too. If you have any questions or comments, you can always email me on hypnofairygodmother@yahoo.com. So now let's one last time. Let's make sure that you are in that lovely safe space. So no driving, just chilling. And we're going to take one more last deep core breath. Hold it in. Exhale with a smile. Thank you for tuning in. Tell all your friends about the show. If you're brand new, I hope to see you next week. And always remember to smile, because people will wonder what you're up to. So please, please have a wonderful day. And I promise I will see you next week.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.